It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davies.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to Sydney High School and WCDO Radio, where we are going to broadcast tonight a very, what we think is exciting game. And the winning team tonight, I'll go out on a limb to say they will be wearing maroon and white. Why? Because it's the Odessa Montour Indians of the IAC going up against the Sydney Warriors of the MAC, or MAC. And it's going to be a Section 4 Class C quarterfinal game here in Sydney. The stands are filling up. And again, the main colors are maroon and white for both sides. And we've got some nice stories to tell tonight. And we hope that everybody's logging in and logging on or listening by the home fires tonight. If you are not here, Sydney, of course, coming in as the number one seed, losing last Saturday at SUNY Oneonta to the very motivated Unitigo Spartans. Coming back with a first-round bye, while Odessa Montour had to defeat rival Spencer Van Etten. They did so, and that sets up this quarterfinal match at Sydney High School. If Sydney wins, they get to host one more time between the winner of Green and Moravia. Moravia is something of note because as the four seed, they defeated Odessa Montour to win the IAC Small School Championship last week, 55-51. So it all comes full circle, and the circle right here on this court has a big old maroon S on it, standing for the Sydney Warriors playing tonight's home game. So we welcome you along both on radio and on WCDOsports.com. And we start our ball game with the Chamberlain O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chamberlain O'Hara Auto Center is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They've got all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chamberlain O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ball game. 11 minutes away from tonight's tip-off, and we'll find out who's logging on and where they're logging on from. And some of those people logging on are already disappointed due to the Syracuse loss to Georgetown in the final game at the Carrier Dome. But let's put that in the rearview mirror, look ahead to tonight's ballgame, and we'll have stats for both sides and lots to look forward to as our quarterfinal matchup gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. So we'll be back to take a look at these teams more in depth. It is live Tri-Town High School basketball Section 4 style on WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chamberlain O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chamberlain O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chamberlain O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered.
energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, I've already got my network of communications going. I've got a Unitigo parent who's going to be giving me updates from the Unitigo-Watkins Glen game. And I'm not sure about the track or the wrestling. I'm thinking Matt Hafley, the AD at Unitigo, might have me covered on the wrestling. I have not heard anything about that. Trying to keep all my gadgets together here, but we appreciate those people logging in early now from New York City, from Binghamton, from Concord, North Carolina. The person from Concord, North Carolina, had a brother who actually flew up from North Carolina to attend the Syracuse game, so not sure where he is right now and in what state he's in. Ithaca. Now, last time I taught, I said it was my son Kevin. It wound up being Meredith DeLello, who's playing field hockey there at Ithaca. I think Meredith is here right now, so maybe it is Kevin and his crew saying, yeah, that's my dad making a fool of himself and everybody, but hey, be that as it may. Calabash, North Carolina, is also logging in tonight. Welcome to you folks, and also Oneonta. All right, first of all, a story about Odessa Montour. When I got to the gym, there was only Odessa Montour warming up. They had maroon shorts with white trim and very, very high maroon socks, like in the old days of basketball. They didn't have the knee pads like they had in the old days. But anyway, they have a blue shirt with very bright pink lettering that on the front says, "Stay Strong," and on the back says, "Pray for Scotty, the number 30, and then underneath has 12-7-12. Not sure the significance of the date of that, but I asked the scorekeeper. She said, "Oh, yeah, Scotty, he's the guy that kept score for us for 30 years, and I just took his place this year. He has stage 4 cancer." Not going to get into the details about it, but it's stage 4 cancer. So I immediately said, hey, he can listen to this game on WCDOsports.com. Talk about the beauty of high technology. So they have sent messages to Scotty to listen in, and so this is for you. I don't know the last name, but Scotty is all that anybody really knows here, and Pray for Scotty is prominent on the shirts, and so we will all pray for Scotty. Cancer is a nasty, nasty thing, and we don't want any part of it. It goes on, unfortunately. We fight it, and hopefully Scotty can fight it too, but your scorekeeper did a nice job here, and she's just sweet, so I appreciate that. All right, so the best wishes going out to Scotty. Odessa Montour, don't have game by game, but it's been a busy season for Coach Brad Clark and this team. They lost, just like Sydney did last week, in the championship of their league, in the small school championship. It was 55-51, Moravia winning. Moravia is the fourth seed, and they're actually playing tonight as well, as we mentioned. And Sydney lost to Unitigo last week. Moravia is playing Green. So it is an IAC versus MAC top bracket with the eight teams that are left. The other two are Elmira Notre Dame taking on Lansing. That's the 3 versus the 6 at Notre Dame. Unitigo is the 7th seed. They are taking on the high-powered Watkins Glen Senecas out at Watkins Glen. And I do have a contact that will be giving me the scores. Real quick, because we're down to about 3:40 already in the warm-up, and we're hoping to have a national anthem singer. If not, we'll certainly have the starting lineups for you live on the air. For Odessa Montura, you'll need to get to know these names very quickly. Morgan Shutter is a senior. He wears double zero. That's going to make him stick out anyway to somebody like me. But he is averaging 18.8 points a game. I believe, although they haven't taken their shirts off, he must be the guy that's 6'5" with a bright orange accented basketball shoes. I'm watching him warm up. He's got great range out around the foul line. Looks a little bit like Andrew Golden from Oxford. Not sure about whether he plays point or whether he's down underneath, but it's going to be something that Joe Matz will be challenged on for Sydney. Their next highest scorer is a guy named Tom Peckham. Tom wears number 21. He is also a senior, averaging 12.7 per game. Another thing to know about Shutter is he is 67 for 109 from the foul line. So this guy not only scores big, he knows how to get to the foul line, and is shooting 61.5%. Next highest scorer is Ryan Gardner. He is a senior, wears number 15, no relation to Joe Gardner, and we've made that very clear. 9.1 points per game. He's shooting 77% from the line. Tanner Dupay is also in the starting lineup. He's a junior, averages 8.4. He, too, is averaging over 70% from the free throw line. Their best three-point shooter, oh, look, is it Morgan Shutter? Yes, the tall guy is also their best outside shooter. So this is going to be a task for the Sydney defense. The other starter tonight will be Matt Blyler. He is a senior, and Matt Blyler is averaging 4.4 per game, 68.9% from the line. Not a big shooter, but he has made 7 three-pointers, so he is a threat. Gardner at 19 and Dupay with 10. Ryan has a not-related teammate named Adam Gardner. No relation there. He's averaging 1.3. Joe Collins is a junior. He's averaging 2.3. Zach Peoples is a junior. He averages 3 points a game. And Dakota Simpson is averaging 3.6 per game. So not a deep bench for Coach Brad Clark. We will have to see if that comes into play as well. Now, Sydney, I've not been given the updated stats, but we know who the leaders are. We know that the high scorers are Billy Kozak, although last week I have to say I was a little disappointed in the way Billy played the game and that he couldn't get the shots off. Of course, part of that was Phil Young's playing defense. The other thing was that Billy was suffering. He was ill that game. They said he was close to, I don't know how close to pneumonia, but they said he was bordering on pneumonia, just didn't have that same get up and go. He toughed his way through it. He's healthy this week, and I look to see an improvement from him. And Joe Matzel had a big 17-point, 11-rebound night last week. Not quite enough. He had a couple of nice tip-ins, some good blocks. He's got to stay out of foul trouble, especially with no one else on Sydney over 6-2. We're down to the final seconds. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we will have the announcement of the starting lineups as it is ready for basketball time between the Odessa Montour Indians of the IAC, the 8th seed, and the number 1 seed Sydney Warriors of the Mid-State Athletic Conference. So stick around. It is Section 4 Playoff Boys Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Starting lineups for tonight's contest. First for the visitors from Odessa Montour. A senior, number 00, Morgan Shutter. A junior, number 5, Tanner Dupay. A senior, number 10, Matt Blyer. A senior, number 15, Ryan Gardner. A senior, number 21, Tom Peckham. And the head coach of the Indians is Mr. Brad Clark. And now, the starting line.
A little ahead of ourselves here.
And now, the starting lineup for your Sydney Warriors. A 5'6 junior, number 21, Billy Kozak. A 6'3 senior, number 44, Joe Metzel. A 5'9 senior, number 5, Hunter Sowersby. A 6' senior, number 22, Brandon Walters. And a 6'1 senior, number 11, Damian Zimmer. And the head coach of the Sydney Warriors is Mr. Mike Brzee, with assistant coach Don Pierce and Mark Ward.
All right, you heard the starting lineups. Whoops, wrong nab as I'm putting away my toys. One thing to keep in mind from the first round of game against Spencer Van Etten. Odessa Montour won that game. They had three players score in that game. Matt Blyler had 6 points. Tanner Dupay had 11 points. Morgan Shutter had 19 points. Now, that doesn't add up, so something's missing. All right, there goes my drama. I thought I see three names. So apparently they're missing some names. But we know that Morgan Shutter can score from anywhere on the court. He's their best outside shooter and their best scorer, period, at 18.8 points a game. So let's see how we do as we get set. It's maroon versus white, and white versus maroon. Here we go. Metzel and Shutter. And Shutter gets the easy tap, but it taps right to Damian Zimmer, who had that jump ball read very nicely. Here we go. Underway. Billy Kozak going to my left for Sydney offense. Kozak driving in, and he fakes the pass, goes up with a left hand and shoots it, so he's already feeling much better and puts Sydney on the board at 2-0. Hunter Sowersby is going to be taking on Shutter. And I take that back. Shutter is not the 6'5 guy. Number 21 is, and that's Tom Peckham. So all of the things I said in the pregame, because they didn't take off their warm-ups, I've messed up. I did not do my homework. So number 21 is Tom Peckham, and he is the 6'5 senior. Morgan Shutter is guarding Billy Kozak right now. And Kozak streams to the right side. Back to Zimmer at the top of the key. They give him a little bit of space. He's going to drive in on Peckham. And he's got someone to pass to. Finally, Walters in the corner. Sowersby inside to Zimmer. He fakes, goes up with the left hand, and he is left-handed. So Zimmer, with a patience to ball fake and then put it up after the player came down. Ball gets away a little bit. Recovered by Dupay, but inside it is Peckham, called off for traveling. He had a basket inside. It's called off for traveling, and already Odessa Montour fans, who I've known in past years that can get downright gnarly, are getting gnarly already. So
Let's see if that's going to have an effect. The crowd can get boisterous. And, of course, Sydney fans have done a nice job to pack the gym in this reduced attendance gym from the old days of the wooden bleachers. It is Zimmer with one dribble, and he's done. Now Walters to Matzel. Matzel got a fake. Goes back door to Zimmer, who goes underneath and puts it up with the left hand for 2 points. And Zimmer has the second basket and a short timeout asked for by Coach Brad Clark. 6-0 Sydney, just a minute and a half into play. Take a short timeout. You're listening to Section 4 Class C Boys Quarterfinal Action on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Greg Davey back here in Sydney. Already a trapping defense for Sydney, giving Odessa Montour fits. Let's see what they do. Shutter right back. And they work it to the left side from the deep corner, missed by Ryan Gardner. Short on the shot. Rebound by Zimmer. And here comes Sydney up the floor, still playing shutout ball. 2 minutes into the ball game now. 6-0 Sydney. Walters top of the key. Man-to-man defense, except for Peckham, who's just pretty much guarding the paint to whoever comes in there. Interesting. Kozak spots up for the jumper, and there it is again. Billy Kozak with a second basket. 4 points for Zimmer, 4 points for Kozak, and a quick 8-0 lead. There's a steal and knockaway by Matzel to Sowersby down inside. He lost control of the ball. Aggressive play by Odessa Montour. Ryan Gardner sprung that ball loose. Shutter to Dupe, left side, long three-point shot by Gardner, missed. Ball bounces out high and is caught by Kozak at the foul line. Coming down the other way now, he's deep in the left corner, guarded by Blyler. Around to Sowersby, he's going to go up, and a huge block by Peckham sends that ball out of bounds. Sydney's ball underneath, but first of all, a substitution, Dakota Simpson into the ball game. He's a big boy, about 6'2". He's going to take Damian Zimmer, so he's got the size advantage there. Kozak goes out to Walters. Walters thought about a three. He's going to bring his defender out, no doubt. And a foul away from the ball, and I think that's Joe Matzel. Yep, Matzel pushing off on Ryan Gardner. So Joe Matzel, who is very prone to fouling, gets one that wasn't intended, simply fighting for position. Sowersby at the top of that tough trap. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, 8-0. They work it around to the left side. Shutter, a quick three, and it's off the mark. Tapped up and in by Peckham. So that's the beauty for Odessa Montour of having a guy of that size. He simply stationed himself on the weak side, got the rebound, and up very easily, 8-2. Zimmer's guarded by Peckham. That's an interesting matchup because Zimmer's staying outside until he drives in. And there's a three for Walters. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Peckham. He'll get a bunch of rebounds tonight, I'm sure. Driving in and knocking over Kozak. That's going to go the other way. There was no doubt about that one. That was not even a 50-50. That was a straight charge on Dupe. Referees tonight are from the Binghamton Board. And again, there's an Ithaca Board, an Elmira Board, a Binghamton Board, an Oneonta Board. There's Kozak just inside the three-point line, and Bill Kozak might not like how he shoots the ball in Oneonta, but he loves to shoot the ball in Sydney, and it shows. He is 3-for-3. Driving in is Simpson, a little floater off the back of the rim. Matzel yanks it down and outlets quickly to Kozak. 3:55 to play, first quarter, 10-2 Sydney. Walters being very patient, waiting for the screen to free up Kozak. Kozak to the left side, now it's back. Guarded by Dupe. Around the screen comes Sowersby. Sowersby has not scored a lot lately. He's been more of an accented player and a defensive specialist. Here's Sowersby now to shoot for three, left side, no good. He almost made a liar out of me. All right, up the floor comes Dupe. Kozak picks him up after half court.
And now it is Ryan Gardner. Sydney will stay in that man-to-man traditional defense for the Warriors. Matzel guarding Peckham, but Peckham gets the better of him that time on a nice back in and turn and face, 10-4. So it looks like Peckham might just get his points, and if Sydney can hold the other guys, especially Morgan Shutter, that would be the key to success. Kozak's going to spot up again. This one's short. And the ball's on the floor. Dupay picks it up from behind. Sowersby with a steal. It goes all the way down, and Sowersby with a great save to Walters. 3-on-2. Walters fakes the pass, goes up, misses. The tap by Zimmer misses. And the rebound by Tom Peckham. Sydney with great hustle that time by Sowersby and Walters and Zimmer, but to no avail. So Desimontu are trailing by 6 with 2.5 to go. One foul each side, so it's been a quick quarter with just one timeout. And a shot by number 5, Dupay, misses, and a foul on the rebound by Dakota Simpson. And he has a little smirk on his face like maybe that's his role, is to be more of an enforcer inside. Interesting substitution right now. Mike Ward, number 14, will go in for Damian Zimmer. So up the floor with Mike Ward now on the offense for Sydney. Kozak continuing to dribble. Safe pass to the right side for Walters. Matzel is out front to Kozak. Screen by Matzel. He fades down, and Kozak takes the three, but it's off the mark. Rebound, Peckham. Out jumps Matzel. Boy, that's a nice matchup to see those two trees going at it. Here comes Peckham backing in. Fades away. Shot is off the front of the rim. Knocked away by Gardner. That'll be Sydney's ball with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Just underway here. 10-4 Sydney with all 10 points courtesy of Billy Kozak and Damian Zimmer. Neither of whom had great offensive afternoons against the tough Unitigo defense at SUNY Oneonta. And we hope to get a, speaking of Unitigo, we hope to get an update there. Brandon Walters to Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby to the right side. That's a bounce pass to Kozak. Coming around a screen is Matzel. Matzel to the left side for Sowersby. Down low it's Walters. Swings it right back to Sowersby. Lets it fly for three. It's short. Rebound Simpson. Oh, the outlet pass goes right to number 10 for Odessa Montour. The problem with that is that he was waiting to come in the game as a sub. Simpson did not hesitate. He turned and outletted. He saw a maroon shirt, and that was that. So unforced error for Sydney gets them the ball. And a little softy floater by Mike Ward. First time to shoot in the game, and it's good. That's one of his strengths, actually, is his 5 to 10-foot range. From the corner, left side three-pointer missed by Bliley. Oh, and a rebound and up and in by Peckham after Gardner kept the ball alive. Peckham with all 6 points for Odessa Montour. We're under a minute already. 12-6 Sydney with 48 seconds left. Kozak to Walters. They weave it around to Sowersby. He's got an open jumper. Now he goes back door to Walters. If it goes, he's going to get a one foul shot, but now he get two, and the young man who he got off the floor coming down with a wrist, Morgan Shutter, and they're going to check to see he's okay. Now, I noticed that he's got athletic tape around his left wrist. Perhaps he injured that before, and he just waves off to the coach saying he's okay. Now, this is the guy that averages almost 19 a game, and he's got his first foul of the game, second team foul. There's a short shot by Brandon Walters. Walters gets to the line quite a bit for Sydney. Hunter Sowersby comes out, replaced by Austin McCarroll. It's a traditional sub for Coach Mike Brzee. Second shot for Walters is good. He's in the books now with a point, 13-6. Off the double team, pass inside to Dupay. Back to Shutter, no, but it's picked off by Austin McCarroll. And a holding call against Tom Peckham. So it's McCarroll, Matzel, Walters, Kozak, and Ward. 29 seconds to go. Sydney will play for one. And I've got somebody over my left shoulder that's already working the officials. So that could be an interesting night. down to 17 seconds. Kozak just dribbling out by the block S. Now he's going to go into a screen. Now it's a weave to Walters at the foul line. A little hesitation. Matzel in the corner. Skip pass to Kozak. He lets fly for three, and it's off the mark. Tapped back, and no chance for a shot, but a nice tap by Peckham to try to get a shot off for Odessa Montour. Sydney, though, showing strong offense and defense. Getting started with a 13-6 first quarter lead. You're listening to Section 4 Class C Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we got a ton more people to talk about as we get started with Odessa Montour with the first possession of the second quarter. We got a ton of people to tell you about who's logging in, and I'm sure they want to hear the shout out. It's become more of a cool thing to do that now. The beginning, we'd have 20, 25 people logging in, but only three people would admit to it. Austin McCarroll starting the second quarter for Sydney, being called for the foul. Austin's first foul. 4-2 foul differential. It's not slanted in any way, shape, or form. Inside, Matzel guarding Peckham, but Peckham just has his way inside. Very, very controlled basketball player. Kozak to Ward. He's got an open floater from the elbow. No good. Tapped by Peckham by mistake. He didn't grab it. He tapped it. And it tapped in reverse right out to Brandon Walters. Break for Sydney there. 13-8. Walters at the foul line to the left side. McCarroll. McCarroll right to the foul line. He's open. He'll take it. And it's banked, but no good. Peckham. Nervous shot there by Austin McCarroll. He will take Morgan Shutter, who's been held scoreless so far. Shutter to the left side for Gardner. Gardner goes around the screen. Down to the left side. Peckham again. Double team. Nice help defense there by Mike Ward. They go in again. Matzel has the ball on the floor. It is possession arrow, and that'll go to Sydney. Matzel showing some hustle that time with Tom Peckham. Matt Blyler had what I thought was an easy shot from the left side, decided not to take it. I think right now their bus is being driven by Tom Peckham inside. He's got all 8 points for Odessa Montour. The Indians, though, trail 13-8. And we might have our first update from Unitigo. 18-10. Watkins Glen leads Unitigo. Walters lets fly for three. No good. Ward had a rebound but lost it inside. Ahead to Blyler. Blyler goes in on Walters. A little fadeaway. No good. Kept alive. It's Matzel with a quick outlet to Kozak. Up the floor, up the right side. Out to Walters. Walters going to drive in and scores it inside. Brandon Walters showing the muscle. His first basket. He's got 3 points. 6:14 to go, and this game is flying by. Watkins Glen leading Unitigo 18-10 at the end of the first quarter. It is a three-point bomb put up and missed by Dupe. Rebound to Walters. Walters in the corner to Mike Ward. Mark Ward sitting on the bench. And inside, McCarroll scores! Austin McCarroll with an inside basket. And Coach Brad Clark calls timeout for Odessa Montour. Warriors go up 17-8 with 5:53 to go in the half. We'll take a break. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We've got folks logging in tonight from Orlando, Florida, Oldsmar, Florida, Endicott, New York, Carmel, New Jersey, Norwich. Where's that? Oh, yeah, New York. Brandon Walters' grandparents from Zephyr Hills, Florida, Patterson, New York, Ithaca, New York. Now, is that my son or not? I don't know. Howard, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, Tampa, Florida says, defense, Hunter, defense. Also, Richmond, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I think the streaming audio is lighting up big time tonight for Sydney Warriors and hopefully some Odessa Montour Indian fans as well. All right, nice catch by Peckham. He's going to shoot over Joe Matzel. Knocks Matzel over. They'll call Matzel for the foul. They say he moved in, and that's going to be two on Joe Matzel. Joe Matzel thought he stood stationary. That's going to be his second, so Mike Cruz will come in. This will change the complexion of the Sydney offense as Peckham continues to be the only Indian of Odessa Montour to score. He makes his first free throw. So three team fouls on Sydney, two of them on big man Joe Matzel. Peckham from the line, gets it to go. He's got all 10 Indians points, and Peckham is a 60% free throw shooter, but looked much better in those two tries than 60%. It is Walters with a 17-10 Sydney lead, guarded by Blyler. Around the screen comes Sowersby, back out to Kozak. Kozak running the show, stops at the foul line, fakes the shot, goes to Zimmer, he lets fly for three, he's back in the game, and he scores! Damian Zimmer! The first three-pointer for Sydney, 20-10. There's nearly a steal by Zimmer. Just missed getting a pickoff. Gardner goes to Blyler. Back open is Shutter. Nice pass inside. Beauty pass by Shutter to number 15, Ryan Gardner. And finally, somebody else scores for Coach Clark's team, 20-12. Sowersby, top of the key to the right wing. There's Brandon Walters. Walters thought about a three. Zimmer did too. Now he's driving in. Nope, back out. Now he drives in again. Goes up, lost the ball, and he floats it back to Walters. 14 on the shot clock. Walters guarded by Matt Blyler. Now for a three-pointer, but it's short, and nobody's going to save that. Mike Cruz is in the ball game for Sydney, averaging 6 points a ball game. And Sowersby is back in for the Warriors as well. It's Gardner, Shutter, Dupe, Peckham, and Blyler for Odessa Montour. The stop and pop, long, too hard by Gardner. Rebounded though by Blyler. Now it's Shutter for three, and he's got it! Morgan Shutter finally gets on the board for Odessa Montour, cuts the lead to five. Sydney, 20-15. We've got 4 minutes to play in this quarter. Shutter tries for a steal against Sowersby. Sowersby too quick. And the layup by Zimmer. He's fouled. Nice pass by Sowersby to hit Damian Zimmer, cutting into the basket. The foul and the basket. And that will be two fouls on Tom Peckham. And that is worth noting because Peckham has 10 of his team's 15 points. And losing him creates a whole new dynamic for Odessa Montour. And Zimmer cannot hit the free throw. Peckham will rebound. Oh, nearly a steal by Sowersby. Tried to play cat and mouse. And inside, Shutter misses the layup, but a putback by Gardner. Ryan Gardner with a nice hustle putback. And suddenly, the 22-17 game seems just a little bit tighter. Sydney led by 10 moments ago. They now lead by 5. 7-2 run by Odessa Montour. Nice pass, Cruz into Zimmer, right over the rim, and it's good. Assist for Mike Cruz, basket for Damian Zimmer, 3:20 to go, 24-17.
Gardner, around the screen by Peckham. Back outside to DuPay. DuPay guarded by Kozak. DuPay through a double team. Lost the ball. Bounce pass back to Blyler. Missed the shot. Rebound Zimmer. Damian Zimmer boxing out, which is exactly what it took to get the rebound. Away from the play around the defender Gardner. Billy Kozak taking his time, letting the play form. It's Sowersby at the top of the key, around a screen. Didn't even think about it. It is Zimmer for three, wide open, and it's in and out. Rebound by Morgan Shutter. Shutter up the floor, looking to see where Hunter Sowersby is at all times. Sowersby is like a second suit on him right now, but that time a little bit too close. Sowersby with the first foul. That's four on Sydney as a team. So Sowersby and Shutter, a good matchup there. There's a steal by Kozak. Does he have room? Oh, behind the back to Sowersby. Sowersby going up. No, gives it off to Kozak. And now it's Walters to Zimmer, left wing. He's wide open. He's going to travel. Damian Zimmer trying to do one of those shuffle moves. Does not put the ball on the floor, and that is a violation. And he actually admits it because he put his hand on his chest and said, my bad. 24-17, but what a play by Billy Kozak on the steal. A very nonchalant pass. Don't do that against Sydney's man-to-man defense. It is Shuttered. Looking for a shot. He doesn't have one. Double team. The ball is loose again. It's picked up by Kozak. Kozak knocked the ball. The ball knocked away from him by Matt Blyler. Clock shows 1:56 in the first half. Maravito Energy Products halftime report. We will review the quarterfinal girls and boys brackets. Inside Zimmer, a wide open play, missed it. Cruz going for the rebound off his fingertips, but then it was lost by Blyler. And we'll have a substitution. It'll be number 23, Adam Gardner, a senior, will come in for Tom Peckham. With a minute 53 to go, probably a smart move by Coach Clark. Doesn't want Peckham to get a third foul before the half. Kozak goes deep for the inbounds to Damian Zimmer. They spread the court. Walters with the basketball to Hunter Sowersby. Sowersby open, 18-footer. Bank shot. Uh-oh. Oops, it went in. Not his intention, but at playoff time, anything goes. 26-17. Shutter has been held to a three-pointer. He's averaging 19 a game. Driving in is DuPay against Cruz. Off the side of the backboard, well defended by Cruz. Here comes Kozak on transition. Bounce pass to Zimmer. Left side layup is good. Zimmer with 13, the Baker's dozen. 28-17. Sydney suddenly by 11. A no-look pass. Nicely done. DuPay. Now it is Blyler for three. Matt Blyler gets on the board. A pair of three-pointers in this quarter for Odessa Montour. With an eight now at 55 seconds to go, 28-20. Sydney has led the entire way. Kozak driving in, but there's a foul away from the ball. Kozak took a tumble. That's going to be a push-off foul on Ryan Gardner of Odessa Montour, his first. And number four, Joe Collins, comes in, a junior, replacing Morgan Shutter. And a timeout asked for, short timeout by Coach Mike Brzee. We'll stay right here as we're very close to the halftime. So both teams involved in very close games in their league championship, but both coming up on the short end. Odessa Montour lost by four to Watkins Glen. To Moravia. Moravia is playing green at this time. Sydney lost in overtime by three to Unitigo a week ago. Unitigo right now 25-10. They are down to Watkins Glen, 25-10 in the second quarter. And not looking good for the Spartans to get to the semifinals, but it's still early, still first half action from Watkins Glen. 28-20 here at Sydney. Odessa Montour has trailed the entire way. They are without their big guy in the lineup right now, Tom Peckham, who's got 10 points, but two fouls. Sowersby going one-on-one with a new guy, Joe Collins. Kozak now against Dupe. Too hard on the shot. Rebound Dupe. Ahead to Gardner. A little too fast. Nick Mino in the game to defend him. Shot is short. Rebound up and good by the other Gardner. That's Adam Gardner with a basket, and he's fouled. And that foul's on Damian Zimmer. Well, Odessa Montour is contesting the rebounds, or I should say they are fighting for offensive rebounds, and it has helped them score 6 points and now 7 points as Gardner converts the free throw. It's now 28-23 from an 11-point lead. It's back down to a 5-point lead. Sydney will get the last possession, probably. 20 seconds. Clock count down to 15 seconds. I'm blocked out of one of the place where Sydney is trying to shoot. Cruz drives in, goes up, tried to pass it the last second. 4 seconds to go. Dupe drives in, layup is good, and Sydney will not get a shot off. And Odessa Montour has scored a basket right at the end of the first half. Tanner Dupe drove the length of the floor, scored between a double team, and that makes it 28-25 as the first half ends on our Odessa Montour streak. So stick around. We got to talk about this game and also about the other games going on around the Section 4 Class C and D playoffs. There's a lot of excitement going on tonight, but right now it's Sydney. It's 28-25. Warriors ahead of the Odessa Montour Indians. Class C, Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO with some extra logins to tell you about, but not until we say what our sponsor's all about. That's Morabito Energy Products, for 85 years, delivering energy solutions with outstanding
customer service. Call 563-HEAT. Or for those of you from places like Newark, California and Tampa, Florida, 607-563-HEAT. All right, well, Odessa Montour on an 8-point run to end the half, or make it a 10-2 run at the end of the half. And they've made this a ball game, outscoring Sydney in that quarter 19-15 to make it a 3-point game at 28-25. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got to do my math. I've been texting people because I'm finding out Unitigo is not looking good. They're down 41-18. 41-18 unofficially at the half. So, time to update everything, and let's go. 13 in the first quarter for Sydney, 15 in the second quarter. So Sydney is led by as much as 11, but late in that quarter, with the funny thing is, their best scorer of tonight, Tom Peckham, who had the first 10 points of the game, suddenly he was in a little foul trouble with two. Coach took him out with a minute and a half to go, and everybody else started to pick it up. Morgan Shutter has a three-pointer. Matt Weiler has a three-pointer. Tanner DuPay had a buzzer beater, or not quite a buzzer beater, but the last play of the game, and when Sydney drove and turned the ball over, DuPay went length of the court for the basket. 4 points for Ryan Gardner. 10 points still for Tom Peckham, 2 for 2 from the line. And Adam Gardner, his replacement, had a basket and a foul shot for the old-fashioned three-point play. Sydney, or Odessa Montour, with 8 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers. They're now 3 for 3 from the line for those 25 points, for Sydney. They've got still the usual balanced scoring. Damian Zimmer right now leads all scorers with 13. Hunter Sowersby has a bucket for 2. Mike Ward likewise with a bucket for 2. 6 points early on for Billy Kozak, but he has yet to score from that point. 3 points for Brandon Walters, including 1 for 2 from the foul line, and 2 points for Austin McCarroll. The big numbers here, actually the big blanks right here, Joe Matzell and Mike Cruz, the two big guys for Sydney, scoreless at the end of the first half, and a two-foul situation for Joe Matzell, a thing to look at as well. We're about 4.5 minutes away. They keep the halftime short here in the playoffs. Sydney, of course, plays Odessa Montour. They'll play the winner of Green and Moravia going on right now. Elmira, Notre Dame, and Lansing are playing at the IACs at Elmira, Notre Dame. The winner of that to take on Watkins Glen or Unitigo. Can Unitigo mount a comeback? We'll have to see, but the hill is pretty tall to climb. Unitigo has the ability, there's no doubt about it, but they're trailing 41-18 at the half against number 2 seed Watkins Glen. In the Class D boys, it's Morris and Southern Cayuga tonight. Morris the top seed. Hunter Tannersville, the 5, is at Milford, the 4 seed, on a quarterfinal matchup. Number 14, Edmiston, who pulled off the upset against Richfield Springs, the 3 seed, takes on Gilboa. And Gilboa, who upset number 6 Stanford, is the 11 seed, and they host. 11 seed hosting. How about that? Marathon, who beat South Courtright, the 10 seed, also a mild upset. They are taking on number 2 seed Margaretville. So there's a lot of action going on in Class D that is not predictable. Class C girls, Newfield, talk about upsets. They beat the number 1 seed Lansing team last night, 47-35. So they will visit Unitigo on Tuesday night. Unitigo kept the score low, 34-24, good enough to beat Tioga. And Robin Foster, first time this year she's been the leading scorer. She had 11 points. Sarah Menina with 9. That was almost enough to beat them, just the two of them. But the low score, but the win by 10 gives them the home court as they take on number 8 Newfield on Tuesday. We'll have that game. Unadilla Valley, Harborsville, what can you see about last night's game? It was a classic. We could officially call that a classic. Harborsville surviving 53-50, neither team leading by more than 6 points in that game. And remember, Harborsville had a 6-point lead with 45 seconds to go, and still the Unadilla Valley Storm had a chance to tie it and put it into overtime. What a season for Coach Brandy Backus and her girls. And Bainbridge Guilford only able to muster 6 free throws last night in losing 42-6 to Elmira Notre Dame. But you can't say enough about Bob Conway's team. With a team that looked very questionable going into the season, they pulled off 8 straight wins, got to the final 4 of the MAC, upset Groton as the 10 seed, and got to play in the quarterfinals. So I would call that a success for Coach Bob Conway.
And Class D girls, it's Franklin against Southern Cayuga on Tuesday night. That's the 1-4. Charlotte Valley, the 3, takes on Morris, the 2. So, Morris, the 7 seed. They upset South Courtright last night, 45-37 in overtime. So only one shocker. Everything else predictable, and that's pretty good. Okay. Yeah, we got that score. Thanks. And so a minute 39 before we tune it into the second half, we've got more people logging on. We've got Sumter, South Carolina, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Cortland, New York, Newark, California, where have you been all game, and Washington, D.C. has logged on as well. Fort Lauderdale, if we haven't said hi yet, we'll say hi now, and just a ton of other people logging in tonight on WCDOsports.com. So we'll take that final break of the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. When we come back, it will be second half. Will the momentum for the Indians carry them over the Warriors? We'll find out if the home team Warriors can withstand that and get back on the right track as the number one seed in Class C. It is 28-25. Sydney leading Odessa Montour. Section 4 playoff basketball live on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Proper Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
A credit union is a financial cooperative that's owned by its members. You do not have to be in a union to join. We're a union of people helping people. And since we're not for profit, we can usually offer better rates and less service charges. Come by or call us to find out how to become a member today. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Odessa Montour has the ball to start the second half. They are now moving to my left, Sydney to my right. Maroon and white versus white and maroon. Here we go. It is Odessa Montour having scored the last 8 points. And Tanner DuPay, just like he ended the first half, goes on a drive but misses on the layup. Well defended by Joe Metzel. Made him change his shot a little bit. Up the left side comes Brandon Walters for Sydney. Billy Kozak was held in check the entire second quarter after 6 first quarter points on 3-for-3 shooting. Sydney will face this man-to-man defense. Tom Peckham guarding Joe Metzel, who is also scoreless. Zimmer leading all scores with 13 as the ball. Off and setting a pick now for Brandon Walters. Walters backs it off to Sowersby. 8 on the shot clock. Sowersby has a 15-footer. It's banked this time, but no good. Rebound Shutter. Walters diving on the floor. Shutter comes away with it. Up the floor, and Zimmer interrupts the play and knocks it out of bounds. Risking a foul, no question about it. But he slithered inside and knocked the ball out of bounds. Morgan Shutter, Tom DuPay, Ryan Gardner, Matt Blyler, and Tom Peckham going up. Double team and a reach-in foul on Hunter Sowersby. What happened was, picture the basket to my left, facing on the far side of the block. Peckham backed in, got the entry pass. Sowersby chased the pass and put his hand in there, and Sowersby basically called for that foul. So the inbound comes to Peckham. The bank shot is good. It is now 28-27. Peckham's first basket in a while as his teammates scored the next 15 points without him. Kozak to Walters. Sydney being a lot more placid right now. Walters drives in hard. He goes back to Metzel. Metzel got the ball knocked away from Peckham and it's turned back over. Odessa Montour can take the lead. Shutter is guarded by Sowersby. Around the screen. Fakes the shot. Goes off to DePay. DePay's on the right wing. Driving in. Kozak guards him. Shot is short. Rebound Zimmer. Outlets to Kozak. Sydney has not scored in a while. Metzel goes up against number 21, Tom Peckham, and Metzel scores the layup. You hear the roar of the crowd. That means a foul as well. Metzel scores his first basket, and Peckham commits his third foul, and that is the biggest news of the second half. Mike Cruz is set to go in, but will he be going in for Metzel? Shot is up and no good for Joe Metzel, rebounded by Peckham. So 30-27, Sydney avoids giving up the lead, at least on this possession. Matzel got away with a push there on Peckham. They go back door for Peckham, but reading the play, Matzel tips it to Walters. Sydney with good defense that time on the big guy. Peckham staying in the game right now. Zimmer to the right side. That's Brandon Walters. Nice give and go inside. The lefty for Zimmer is good. And a timeout asked for by Brad Clark. So just when it looked like Odessa Montour was ready to take over, Sydney makes some changes, and they get the lead. And we can now tell you that on Tuesday night, it'll be Newfield girls coming down to Unitigo to take on the Lady Spartans. So Manzanero, Menina, Foster, Talbot, and Reynolds, the seniors that have given so much to the program at Unitigo, get to play a one more home game with the hopes of getting to the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena. I believe Lansing has been the top seed the last 2 years and has not made it the last 2 years to the Section 4 championship. In fact, last year it was Elmira, Notre Dame, and Harpersville. Remember that long delay because of the power outage? We had to wait, I think, 2.5 extra hours down there. But here we go. We're Class C, and all the power's on right now as Odessa Montour tries to get back into this, trailing by five. Peckham down low for Dupay. Nice fake and off the glass. Good. Mike Cruz in the game now for Sydney. And Dupay with a very skillful basket. Kozak to Cruz. Cruz right back to Walters. Back down to Cruz. Cruz going to go muscle up against Peckham. It's no good. Rebound is up for grabs. It's Kozak coming away with it. Down low for Cruz again. He's going to try to go up Peckham. Off the glass. No good. Rebound by Gardner. So the intent right now with Cruz in the game instead of Matzel is to work on Peckham and get that fourth foul. Peckham setting the screen, but Shutter goes the other way. What a move by Morgan Shutter! He's a right-hander, but he somehow spun the ball on the left side to get the basket. He's got five, and it's 32-31, so just like that. Odessa Montour back in it. Sydney has led by as much as 11, but lately it's been more of a 1-3 and 5-point lead. Walters wide open on the right side, doesn't take it. Inside Cruz, he's going to step and shoot and get the shot blocked by Peckham. So three tries inside for Cruz has come up empty. That time the shot blocked, and inside is Shutter going to the hoop, and he's fouled. Morgan Shutter exploding to the basket. That's going to go on Hunter Sowersby, and that is three on Sydney's best defensive guard. 32-31, and so Shutter has a chance to tie this game. Shutter with two shots. The first one is no good. Morgan Shutter shooting 61.5% from the line. Peckham takes a breather after a great defensive block on Mike Cruz's shot. Replaced by Adam Gardner, who came in for Peckham in the late first half and scored a three-point play. Second shot by Shutter is no good. Sydney retains the lead on a foul and a rebound by Ryan Gardner. And again, Ryan Gardner, Adam Gardner, no relation. They're both seniors. Their names are spelled the same way. Joe Gardner has never seen them at a family reunion, so we can say that they're not related to Joe as well. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Sydney 32, Odessa Montour 31. So Kozak, a long three, but it's missed. Rebounded by Matt Blyler. Floats it up there for Shutter. Shutter's going to go on Sowersby. Shutter goes inside, throws it up, and scores it. I mean, he literally threw it up. But Odessa Montour takes their first lead at 33-32. Sydney's got to know this is serious business. They led by 11, but now they trail by one. Kozak from the left wing looking for an opening. Backs it off. Tries it again, goes to Zimmer. 14 on the shot clock. Sydney not attacking the basket right now. Now as Sowersby goes in, up the dipsy doodle for Hunter Sowersby. Just what I said, they're not attacking the basket. Sowersby again makes a liar out of me. Nice play, the hanging layup. Shutter to the corner for Gardner, the tall Gardner, which is Adam. Again, Shutter driving in on Sowersby, goes up, and there's a foul. If that's four, or is that Zimmer? It's either four on Sowersby. It is four on Hunter Sowersby, and that changes things drastically for Sydney. That's going to bring Morgan Shutter back to the line. He missed two free throws a moment ago. We've had no tie score until now. The tie, our first time at 34. Austin McCarroll comes in. Just as quick, actually a little faster on the dead sprint than Hunter Sowersby. And he will have to fill in the gap of Hunter Sowersby with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Second shot, no good. We stay tied. The ball is up for grabs twice. Now it's Gardner. The turnaround is good. Adam Gardner. Right place at the right time, and he did the right thing with it. It's 36-34, Odessa Montour. Kozak off to Cruz, and Cruz will tie it up at 36. The defense collapsed on Billy Kozak, and he knew exactly what to do. Mike Cruz with the basket. McCarroll is really playing Shutter close. Ryan Gardner drives in, and before the shot is taken, or possibly on the shot, there's a foul on Mike Cruz, who was playing help defense that time. And that's four team fouls on Sydney. 36-36 tie, second tie we've had. First shot up, and we are tied no more. Ryan Gardner with a free throw is good. Mike Ward comes in for Damian Zimmer, so it's Walters, Zimmer, McCarroll, Ward, and Kozak. Ryan Gardner, 77% from the line. He's got them both. 6 points for Ryan Gardner. 2:35 to go, third quarter, 38-36. Odessa Montour by two. Walters, Ward, McCarroll. Back to Kozak. Top of the key, guarded by Dupay. Walters backs it off, goes to McCarroll. 17 on the shot clock. McCarroll at the foul line, fakes it, goes back to Ward. Ward drives in, got to go. Nice jump off to Walters, up and good. Brandon Walters scores. And that's a carbon copy of the play moments ago, Kozak to Cruz. This time, it's Ward to Walters. 38-38, and the tie now number three. Dupay traveling as he got the ball, made a little hesitation, then a fake, and then exploded to the basket. He gets called for the travel, and Tom Peckham comes back into the game with a minute 57 to go in the third quarter. So now do they change the play call here, and they still try to get it down low and have Mike Cruz try to post low on Peckham. He's been 0 for 3 so far. Peckham just manning the blocks of the defense as they switch to a 2-3 zone. McCarroll to the left wing for Walters. Walters bringing it all the way up, passing across the key to Kozak. Now to McCarroll. McCarroll double team. McCarroll, one bounce. He needs somebody. There's Kozak. Fakes the pass to the left. Now high post to Ward. Ward to Walters for three. No. Rebound Dupay. A minute 27 to go. Odessa Montour can regain the lead. It's 38-38. Dupay to the right side. That's Ryan Gardner at the wing. They weave it to number 10, Matt Blyler. Blyler looking low for Peckham, but Peckham's up at the high post. Now he sets up down low. But they're moving the ball away. Behind the back for Gardner. Ryan Gardner to Dupay. 14 on the shot clock. Inside, lost the ball. Flicks it out to Blyler for three. Way off the mark. Rebound, Walters. Walters really skied for that ball. Here comes Kozak driving in. The floater, no good. Rebound, McCarroll inside. And he's fouled, and that might be four on Mr. Peckham. No, it's Matt Blyler, and he picks up his first. So everybody on Odessa Montour breathing a sigh of relief. 52 seconds, clock stop. We're tied at 38. It'll be Sydney's ball underneath. Three fouls on Odessa Montour, 14 fouls on Sydney, in case you're keeping score at home. The pass comes in. Oh, nobody had it. It's going to be thrown way down, and Mike Ward comes all the way down to intercept. That was a broken play by Sydney. And the player, I think Blyler, intercepted it and just flung it toward the Odessa Montour goal. There's a foul by Tanner Dupay, trying to stay with Billy Kozak to no avail. And that is Dupay's second foul. 38.2 seconds to go. They're going to play offense defense with Tom Peckham. I understand exactly what Coach Clark is doing. Three fouls for Peckham. They've got to nurse that along. 38 seconds to go in the quarter, and Adam Gardner returns for Tom Peckham. But he takes the same place, and now they switch back to a man-to-man because Peckham's on the bench. Kozak looking to Brzee for the play, still dribbling to the left wing for Austin McCarroll. 24 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock. They weave it to Walters, who goes to the left. Back now to Kozak, top of the key, to the right for McCarroll. McCarroll drives to the left. Open is Walters. He drives in, kicks it out to Ward. Ward with a 15-footer. Off the rim, no good. 8 seconds to go. It's Shutter weaving through traffic. He stops. He throws it up for three. Off the mark. Rebound by Ward, and that's all she wrote for the third quarter. But a foul at the end will benefit Sydney. That's a foul on number 23, Adam Gardner, at the buzzer. Hardly ever see that. So we're tied at 38 going into the fourth quarter. Stick around. There's lots more drama here in action of basketball. Class C quarterfinal boys action on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 38-38 tie. Let's get it going. And Joe, if you're putting up Morgan Shutter's points, he's got 8, not 7. Brandon Walters drives in. He kicks it out to Ward at the foul line, just short. And McCarroll and Peckham are tied up. No, Peckham's going to out-muscle McCarroll. Driving in his Shutter, and the leaner is good, and he's fouled. Morgan Shutter goes prime time on that layup. Mike Ward called for the foul. His first, and Sowersby comes in with four fouls. McCarroll will come out. Sowersby, Matzel, Ward, Kozak, and Walters, the starting five for Sydney. Shutter with a basket. He's now got 10, looking for 11. And he's got it. So Odessa Montour going for the upset, leading by three. Up the floor comes Billy Kozak. He's guarded by Tom Dupay. Kozak looks low for Matzel. He's guarded by Ryan Gardner. Meanwhile, Peckham's in the middle of that defense. Walters down low for Matzel. Matzel to the foul line. Inside to Ward. He goes back out to Kozak for the three. No good. Rebound. Peckham over Ward. That had to do with height, not position. Shutter. Oh, Sowersby almost a steal. He was anticipating. Peckham, foul line, jump shot, rolls off the rim, no good. Walters rebounds. Here comes Brandon Walters, going to take it to the hole. He goes up and is fouled. Trying not to get blocked out by Damian Zimmer, who's the sub. That foul will be called, I think, on Matt Blyler. That's his first, team's sixth. And at the line, Brandon Walters, his team trailing by three. It's their largest deficit. Walters misses the first one. Brandon Walters, 1 for 3 so far tonight. Ward comes out, Zimmer goes in. And usually when Zimmer comes in the game, things happen for Sydney. Walters resets for the second shot. It's up. And it's in and out and in. Walters gets one of two. It's 41-39, 6:53 to go. So Tom Dupay, or rather Ryan Gardner, running the offense right now. Sydney in a man-to-man. Matzel and Peckham. They're pushing each other, and he's going to muscle inside, and it's good. Tom Peckham with the basket, 14 points. Sydney down by four. Here comes Kozak. Kozak goes low to Matzel. Matzel back to Kozak, fakes the three. Now it's back outside to Zimmer. Swings it to the left side for Walters. Sydney still being very cautious on offense. Walters driving in and goes up, and oh, it just goes off the rim. It's going to stay Sydney's ball. Brandon Walters just not enough oof on that reverse layup. It hung on the rim and fell off and got knocked out by Peckham. 6:14 to play. Ithaca, New York is in rooting for Odessa Montour. Just want to make sure that's known. Matzel back to Walters. Kozak stops and pops at the foul line. It's no good. Rebound Peckham inside. Sydney trailing by four, and it's looking better for Odessa Montour at the six-minute mark. Coach Clark now looking like he's going to a rodeo. That must be the offensive play. A motion, some sort of motion. Peckham sets the pick. Now he comes way out to get the pass because his positioning was lost. Shutter's going to go one-on-one with Sowersby. Shutter knows what he wants to do, but he stops it. Sowersby doing the right thing that time. Driving in is Blyler. No good. Rebound. Oh, my gosh. All bodies flying, and there's a shot short. Rebound Kozak. Sydney thought they were getting strangle-held, if that's such a word. 5:21 to go in this game. 43-39 in favor of Odessa Montour. Matzel bounce pass to Sowersby. Sowersby swings it to the right side, guarded by Shutter. Inside Matzel. Matzel to a cut. No, it's Walters for three. Short. No save necessary, and a timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. And he's got some talking to do to his boys. 5:04 to go. Odessa Montour leads 43-39. You're listening to Section 4 quarterfinal basketball on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Odessa Montour saw themselves down 11 into a hostile Sydney crowd. I say hostile in a constructive way. And they made things change. And they did change. It's now 43-39, Odessa Montour by four. With 5 minutes and 4 seconds left to go, possibly in the season for the Sydney Warriors. The crowd is letting the kids know their support. Inbound it comes. Odessa Montour with the ball, leading by four. And the rodeo sign goes up again from Coach Brad Clark. Ryan Gardner looked at Peckham, didn't have him there. He comes out to set a screen, though, for Shutter. Shutter goes inside, and the ball goes through, and he is fouled. Morgan Shutter has now become the playmaker. The foul's on Brandon Walters. That's only his first. At least it's not on Hunter Sowersby if you're thinking Sydney ball. Shutter has taken this game over. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound, Joe Matzel. So 45-39, now it's a six-point lead, the largest of the game for the Indians. Kozak looking to find his range again. He had 6 points and three shots in the first quarter. Zimmer almost lost the ball. Back outside, he goes to Walters. Walters at the foul line, going to drive in, and no good, but he's fouled. Well, Brandon Walters is going to try to dictate a little bit of the action here. Foul is on Blyler. That's his third. So here's the foul situation for Odessa Montour. Blyler, a guard, has three. Peckham, the big guy, has three. Nobody else with more than two. Sydney has Sowersby with four. Nobody else with more than two. Walters makes the first one. And I can't emphasize enough, he said, in an obvious way. Free throws are very crucial at this part of the game. 45-40. Two in a row for Walters. Going for that. He's got another one. So three in a row. He's got 8 points total. But Sydney trails by four. 4:16 to go. Sydney student section on their feet now. It is Gardner, Ryan Gardner, floating a pass to the right for Peckham. He's going to go in on Matzel. He backs in. Nice help defense by Walters, and hold on. Traveling is the call against Peckham. A delayed call by the official as Walters came in to help on the defense. Peckham got flustered. I thought it was a held ball. And so did Onesimus Tour fans, or they thought it was a foul on Walters. Either way, it's a turnover. Will Sydney be able to capitalize? Under 4 minutes to go, they trail by four. Kozak back to Matzel, way outside on the offense. Walters to the left side for Kozak. Looking to go around the screen by Zimmer. Three-point shot is in and out. Rebound Peckham. And an outlet pass stolen by Sowersby. Zimmer for three. Way off the mark. Rebound off the hands of Brandon Walters. It'll be Odessa Montour ball. Oh, Sydney had a chance to cut the lead to two or one. And came up empty. Not only did they miss the shot, but they stole the outlet pass and still missed. Boy, that's pressure packed. Shutter going in on Sowersby. Kicks it back to DePay. Fakes the shot. Goes over to Blyler in the left corner. Back to Shutter. Down low to Peckham. Peckham's going to muscle in. He goes around and it's in. Tom Peckham with 16. He and Shutter combining for 29 of the 47 points. Sydney down by six again with 3 minutes left. They call the play. Matzel out front. Walters back to Kozak. Kozak sizing it up. Going to go to Matzel. Matzel at the foul line. He's going to take a shot, and it's good! Joe Matzel from just inside the three. 47-43. Warriors turn up the heat defensively. Zimmer guarding Ryan Gardner, and Coach Brad Clark wants a timeout. 2:35 to go, a full timeout indeed. 47-43, Odessa Montour going for the upset here at Sydney. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting Award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 47-43, Odessa Montour leads by four, and Odessa Montour has the ball. Both teams have plenty of timeouts left. The foul situation looks like this. Odessa Montour has seven, so anything Sydney, the next two Sydney shoots that are non-shooting are 1-1. Sydney has six, so the next foul on Sydney makes it 1-1 for Odessa Montour. Shutter, of course, is going to get the ball. Hunter Sowersby guarding him very closely. Peckham trying to push off on Matzel. Matzel pushing back, and they go down low to Peckham. Peckham in a double team goes three-pointer for Gardner, and that nails it. Ryan Gardner with a three-pointer. It's 50-43. Sydney now can't wait. They've got to shoot and score. Kozak to Matzel. Matzel goes back to Kozak. Down low to Walters. The spin move to Matzel. Goes inside and goes up and is fouled, but the clock stops with a minute 58 to go. Sydney about to get shocked beyond belief. The foul on Blyler is his fourth. Two at the line for Joe Matzel. Sydney has only been at the line for five shots in the second half. They are 3-for-5. Matzel missed his only try. First shot is good. Wow, that 11-point lead seems like so long ago. Second shot is good. Matzel does his part. Now it's a two-possession game, 50-45. A minute 53 to go. Shutter so confidently up the floor. He's so good with both, dribbling both hands. Still on him. Sowersby staying to him like glue. Kozak going to fake or try to go and double team. He's still dribbling. Back out to Depay. Depay back to Shutter. Shutter looking low for Peckham. Oh, right off his hip, and he goes up, and it's blocked. Put back, and it's off the rim. No good. And a timeout by Odessa Montour. I'm sorry, I didn't see who had the ball. It was Ryan Gardner. A lot of bumping and pushing underneath with no whistle. They're letting the boys play, and a timeout asked for by Coach Brad Clark. It'll be Odessa Montour's ball, so Sydney again not able to capitalize on the miss inside. Odessa Montour's offensive rebounding has been extremely impressive tonight, and that's part of the reason they are leading by five. They've led by as much as seven. Joe Matzel's two free throws brought it back to 50-45. I am very impressed with Odessa Montour, and I'll tell you why I'm impressed, and I'm saying this, you know, with still time on the clock, not after the game. I'm impressed because Sydney caught the momentum, used the crowd, got some early shots. Coach Clark adjusted to that, changed what Sydney has been doing. They're underneath, some of their sneaky plays underneath where Zimmer scored early, those are gone. The third quarter had a couple of those inside shots for Sydney, but everything else has been a real struggle. Odessa Montour seems to have the confidence right now in their favor. And now it's a battle of the crowd. And Odessa, I tell you what, Odessa Montour is pretty darn loud for being one-third of the crowd here. All right, so Odessa Montour to inbound. 34 seconds on the shot clock because it was a fresh thing when Gardner got it. Long pass out top. Sowersby almost a steal, but now he's taking Shutter. He's going to go really close to him. And a foul will be called on Sowersby, and that's going to be all for Hunter Sowersby. You knew, just looking at it, you knew that was going to happen. Hunter went as hard as he could to try to get a steal. And now wait a minute. I am so wrong. That's only four on Hunter Sowersby. Okay, Hunter Sowersby fans in Tampa, Florida, you can breathe easy. It's back to a 1-1, and Shutter makes the shot. I thought that was five on Sowersby. I don't know. I looked up and saw a four. I look up again and I see a four. So I don't know if I missed something or what. But he made the first one. And he misses the second one. It's tapped up and it's Sowersby's ball. 51-45, a six-point spread. Zimmer going to drive in hard and goes up. And there's no call. It's going to go Odessa Montour's way. And Zimmer thought he drew the foul that would have got him to the line. It did not happen. A minute 13 left. 51-45. And Shutter will be fouled. And then, he's fouled first of all, and then got hit in the face by Brandon Walters. Hopefully Walters goes over to make sure he's okay. And I think he just said sorry. So Morgan Shutter has been put through the ringer today. He had 3 points at halftime. He had one three-pointer at halftime. And he's now got 14 points. He gets another chance at a 1-1. Leads by six. This will make it a three-possession game. Made it. Well, I wouldn't call it a major, major upset, but it is certainly an upset. Odessa Montour on the brink right now, and the second shot by Shutter is good. He's got 16. 1:08 to go. Sowersby's going to crank for three, and it's good. Sowersby for three, and it stops the clock with a timeout. Nothing but net for Hunter. 53-48 with a minute one to play. We'll take
Another timeout. It's Section 4 playoff basketball on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it's nice to see for the first time this year, it's nice to see cheerleaders in the gym for boys basketball. Odessa Montour has a fine group. They only went out to do a couple of stunts, but Odessa Montour fans are, well, they're not, some are standing, the students are standing. But they are on the verge of pulling off another Class C upset. 53-48, they lead. Gardner inbounds, and Sowersby almost picked it off. DuPay with a reception, though. He keeps a cool head and goes through, and a foul from behind by Zimmer. And that's the last one and one. Zimmer's second foul. 5-point spread, so 54.7 to go. Ryan Gardner at the line. He is 2 for 2 from the foul line, and I'll tell you what, free throws have been for Odessa Montour pretty good in the second half. And it's good for Gardner. He's got 10 points now. 3 for 3 tonight. This one misses. Zimmer rebounds. Outlets to Kozak. It's a two-possession game. Kozak looking at a three. No, Walters goes in and is fouled. And that's going to count. Well, Blyler thought he held there for the offensive, and I got to say he's got an argument. But a blocking call is made, and that's 5 on Blyler. He will sit down with a very busy night and a three-pointer to his credit. But Walters makes it a 4-point game with that basket. 46.2 seconds to go. A free throw made makes it a 3-point difference. Right now it's 54-50. Sydney with one of their lowest scoring outputs of the year. Adam Gardner will come in to replace Blyler. And what makes that significant is normally Adam Gardner plays when Tom Peckham is on the bench. Right now they're in there together, and they have a significant height advantage on Sydney. Walters makes the free throw. And a timeout asked for by Mike Brzee, and they've asked for a full timeout. So we're down to a one-possession game. Sydney fighting, scratching, clawing to keep it alive with 46 seconds to go. We'll take a short timeout. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, with a difference first half, second half, and as much as Odessa Montour has played the better game in the second half, you can't help but think about the 11-point Sydney lead. I brought it up many times. Odessa Montour's last minute and a half, especially with their big guy, Tom Peckham, on the bench and with a little bit of foul trouble, they actually outscored Sydney 12-2 or 12-4 down that final stretch and made it from an 11-point deficit to a 3-point halftime deficit. They did ride the mojo into the second half lead, 54-51. Their ball with 46 seconds to go, and they got to go the length of the floor. In it comes to Morgan Shutter. Sowersby will take him. Sowersby's actually going to trail the ball, and they go back to Shutter. Next foul is a two-shot automatic, so they're going to try to make sure that they take the shot clock out. 22 on the shot clock. They're not going to foul. They've got time to have a possession. And there's a steal by Zimmer. Zimmer goes up, and he's... Oh, it goes off the rim! He almost had the layup and the foul.
Morgan Shutter, I don't know what he was doing trying to contest it, but he committed the foul, and Zimmer came a whisker from making that a three-point play. So Zimmer is at the line to shoot two, but what a steal by Damian Zimmer, taking a gamble. They never got the ball inside. Zimmer at the line, misses the first one. Zimmer with 13 first-half points. He's been held to one basket, and that was off the nice feed from Billy Kozak. 23.4 seconds to go. Now they would have to foul. The second shot is off the rim, and the ball is there by Walters off the glass. Good, and a timeout with 20 seconds to go. Brandon Walters with an offensive rebound. Matzel could have gotten a foul called. The ball kept alive. Walters scores it. And the game is now 1 point difference with 19.8 seconds to go. The clock continued to run when Mike Brzee called the timeout. I think they're checking with the officials to make sure there was no extra time off the clock. What I saw was about a minute or 1.5 or 6 seconds left or differential between the timeout and the stopping of the clock. This is where the clock operator actually earns the money. 54-53, Odessa Montour by one. 19.8 seconds to go. Once again, Odessa Montour has to go the length of the floor. Will they throw it long for Peckham? Well, Matzel's back there to make sure they don't. They will not guard the inbound passer, who is Ryan Gardner. They will invite it to the corner. Up the floor comes Shutter, and Shutter fouled by Matzel with 17.4 seconds to go. Smart play, although they probably could have and should have put somebody else in the game that can afford to foul. That's Joe Matzel's third. Might not be significant there, but if this goes into overtime, it might be. By the way, number four, Joe Collins, had come into the game for the possession, and it might be because of his free throw shooting. But it's Morgan Shutter at the line. He's got 16 points, and he has lived at the line. He gets two guaranteed. That is shot number 11, and it is good. He is 6 for 11. 17.4 seconds to go. It's a two-point game. Sidney will get another possession, most likely, especially if he makes it. Will they go to Sowersby, Kozak, or Zimmer for the three? The shot is good. Three-point game. Here we go. Sidney season on the line with 16 seconds to go, and a timeout asked for by Coach Mike Brzee. Now the clock is at 14.9, and we are not going anywhere. Let's recap some of our... Let's see, we started off with people in New York City, Binghamton, Concord, North Carolina, Ithaca, Calabash, North Carolina, the City of the Hills, Oneonta, Life Enjoyed, Oneonta, New York, Orlando, Florida, Oldsmar, Florida, Endicott, New York, Carmel, New Jersey, Norwich, New York, Brandon Walters' grandparents down there in Zephyr Hills, Florida, Patterson, New York, another Ithaca, this time for Odessa Montour, the first one I think was for Sydney. Howard, Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio, Tampa, Florida, still glad that Hunter Sowersby's in the game and that I was wrong. Richmond, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, didn't say them before, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Sumter, South Carolina, Cortland, New York, Newark, California, Washington, D.C. They're spelling drama, Sydney versus Odessa Montour tonight. Sidney has 14.9 seconds to go and has Hunter Sowersby, Billy Kozak, Damian Zimmer, Joe Matzel, Brandon Walters on the floor. Four seniors and a junior. Odessa Montour going to play some defense here. Around the screen, they go in the corner to Sowersby. They've got time, no need to panic. Walters to Kozak for three to tie it. Around the rim, no good. 7 seconds to go. And it's going to be Sidney's ball. Oh, off of somebody from Odessa Montour, and still 6.1 seconds to go. There's no more timeouts for Coach Brzee. Kozak will inbound. 6 seconds, they've got time. Sowersby for three. He shoots. No good. Rebounded by number five, Tanner Dupay, and Odessa Montour storms the court on an upset against Sydney. Final score, 56-53. And let me be the first to say, Odessa Montour earned that victory. It is so hard to come on enemy turf in the sectionals at this time of the season and earn a victory. But Odessa Montour earned the victory. No question about it. And they are all smiles, and I can say this right now. I'll bet Scotty, back in Ithaca, or Odessa, or wherever he lives, is very, very happy right now, and so are the fans of Odessa Montour. Got a lot to recap here, and let me take it down to the post-game show right now. Our sponsors are NBT Bank. At NBT Bank, they're putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. By Mang Insurance, the dynamic defense sponsor. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. At this point, the seniors for Odessa Montour gathering for a team. Well, actually, everybody on the team. I forgot there's only eight or nine guys. A team picture. So a nice job, and Coach Clark, who kept his cool the entire time, gets a satisfying drink of water and getting a lot of congratulations from the folks that made this long trip to Sydney for the game. And Sydney seniors, who had the goal before the season to start or to make it to Glens Falls, came up short with a loss here in the quarterfinal round. The seniors playing their last game on their home court. All right, so we'll hear from our post-game sponsors. I've got a lot of things to add up here, make sure they do add up to 56-53, but they can't take that away no matter what's in my book. The final score truly is Odessa Montour 56 and Sydney 53. So stick around. We'll hear from our post-game sponsor and wrap all up from Sydney on your local sports leader, WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, so they're still whooping and hollering for the Odessa Montour Indians, winning tonight 56-53, and that upset puts them into the Class semifinals against the winner of Green and Moravia. Green is the lone MAC representative right now, as Unitigo lost tonight to Watkins Glen by the final of 64-37. So congratulations to Watkins Glen making it, and congratulations also to Unitigo for their MAC championship, two in a row for Coach Jim Knight and his Spartans. And then the other quarterfinal is Elmira, Notre Dame, and Lansing. Watkins Glen takes on the winner there. And Odessa Montour now can either be
Well, they will be the visiting team no matter what, because Green and Moravia are the 4 and the 5 seed. So Odessa Montour's got to continue on the road to get it into the championship at the arena next week at 3:45. Okay, let's see if they add up. I know that Odessa Montour numbers do, so let me work it over to the folks from Sydney. And, you know, they started out like a house of fire. They were up 13-6 after the first quarter. They got up to an 11-point lead before Odessa Montour made a nice run at the end to make it 28-25 at the half. There were a couple of lead changes. We were tied at 34, 36, and 38. We ended the third quarter tied at 38. And, of course, doing the math, obviously Odessa Montour outscored Sydney by 3 in that fourth quarter. For Sydney, Hunter Sowersby finishes with two two-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 7 points, and he did not foul out. So my apologies to the Sowersby family members down there in Tampa, Florida. Damian Zimmer had a hot first half, 13 first-half points, but he only finished with 15. He had 6 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 0 for 2, I believe, from the line. We'll make sure the math adds up. If I'm missing a point, I know it was Damian. A point from a basket for Mike Ward early for 2. Billy Kozak was smoking 3 for 3 in his first 3 shots. Did not make another shot the rest of the night. 6 points for Billy. He'll be back next year. Brandon Walters took it to the finish with 13 points. He had 4 2-pointers, 5 for 7 from the line for 13 points. Mike Cruz had a basket in the third quarter for 2. Austin McCarroll had a basket in the second quarter for 2. Joe Matzel finishes with 6 points. He was 2 for 3, so let's add them up. 2 and 6 is 8, and 4 is 12. 4 is 16, and 4 is 20. That's 40 points from the 2-point range. 2 3-pointers makes it 40, I should say. 40 and 6 is 46. Should be 7. Yep, so 7 free throws in 12 tries. And so that is the 53 points for Sydney. For Odessa Montour, well, what can you say about the little guy, Morgan Shutter? Very speedy. Got the ball in his hands just like a playmaker should. He went into the second half with just 3 points. He went into the fourth quarter with just 8 points and 1 for 4 from the line. But in the fourth quarter, he came up big. He made 6 free throws in 9 tries. He scored 10 of his team-high 18 points in the fourth quarter. So he continues to be the leading scorer, and he got his season's average. Tom Peckham, who had the first 10 points of the game for Odessa Montour, only had 6 points in the second half. He finishes with 16 and a ton of rebounds. Ryan Gardner had a good game. He had 2 buckets from inside the paint, 1 and 3-pointer in the fourth quarter. That was huge. That gave him that 6-point lead. He was 3 for 4 from the line, finished with 10. Adam Gardner with 5 points off the bench, doing a nice job. And Tanner Dupay had 2 baskets for 4. And Matt Blyler, who fouled out, had a very active game. He had a 3-pointer in the second quarter during that comeback, and he finishes with 3. 17 2-pointers for Odessa Montour. That's 34 points. 3 3-pointers makes it 43. 13 for 19 from the foul line. And that, my friends, was the difference in the game. Sydney simply did not get to the line enough times. In the last quarter, they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They had 9 of their 12 free throws were in the fourth quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 for 9 in that fourth quarter. So 56-53, Odessa Montour to play the winner of Green and Moravia. Watkins Glen on the bottom part of the bracket. The number 2 seed takes on the winner of Elmira, Notre Dame, and Lansing. And so Sydney is denied at top seed the chance to play for the Class C championship. Our awards, of course, will stay with Sydney, as is the protocol. And for NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, it'll have to be Brandon Walters, who carried the team on his back in that fourth quarter and did a nice job all the way through, and will win our NBT with 13 points. Did not lead the team, but had the points trying to keep him in the game in the fourth quarter. That offensive rebound that was key brought him to within 1. He'll win the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, that's a tough one as well. Hard to say, but I don't know. Who do you think won it? I'm taking nominations because this one is really, really tough. Again, we don't have stats to go by. Hunter Sowersby's been the guy most of the year winning the defense award. Billy Kozak did a nice job defensively. I think we're gonna go, you know what? I think we're gonna go with a guy that came back from that injury and in football and really did everything he possibly could, including that late steal that that got them a chance anyway to tie the score. Damian Zimmer will win our Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. But let's not downplay the defense by the rest of the crew and say goodbye to seniors Damian Zimmer, Mike Ward, Brandon Walters, Mike Cruz, Trey Crawford, Austin McCarroll, and Joe Mansell. That's a ton of seniors that Coach Brzee is going to have to replace. They had a pretty good year on the JV. So with those guys moving up and the juniors coming back, Jordan Constable, Justin Barnes, Pat Vibbard, and, of course, Billy Kozak, the starter, and then sophomore Nick Mino will be the basis for next year's team. For Odessa Montour, they keep on keeping on, and that 56-53 win gets them the chance to play in the semifinals again against the winner of Green and Moravia. My thanks to Joe Gardner, and this frees us up. No Wednesday night game, but Tuesday night will be at Unitigo. We'll get the Unitigo girls, Lady Spartans, to take on the upset-minded Newfield Lady Indians, another team named Indians, and we'll see what happens there. So until Tuesday night, thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station, to everybody listening in on FM 101 and AM 1490, and the tons of people that were logging on WCDOsports.com, both rooting for Sydney and rooting for Odessa Montour, we thank you for logging on to WCDOsports.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Till Tuesday night, I'm Greg Davey for WCDO Radio Sports. Good night.